from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, we were just talking about the college football playoff semifinals. We got another one coming tonight with the Cotton Bowl, but last night the Orange Bowl delivered. We had interceptions and interceptions that should have been and all sorts of crazy flags that ultimately led up to a singular moment to decide whether the game would continue on into maybe perpetuity or if it would end at that moment. And one man's name was called. Who was that man?
Mitch Jeter.
Yeah, Jeets. Mitch Jeter stepped up to...
beat the Aggies the same way. They were tied 13-13 with the Aggies at the end.
So are you familiar with this work?
I'm very familiar with
this work. You're not salty at all, are you?
No, but they were right there. Aggies could have been in the national championship game. Think about that.
Get out of here. This is Mitch Jeter coming up clutch.
41-yard attempt. Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
Clutch! Clutch moment for the kicker.
Clutch.
To get... that kick to go, and that vaults Notre Dame into the national championship game where Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame, who was very good in this one, he said, we want to play Ohio State. So he has a rooting interest. He's like, look, man, I want to make sure we get the team that we feel is the best out there.
Man, he had an angry run. He had an angry run for a touchdown. That was big time.
But it's not about Jeremiah Love. It's about Mitch Jeter being clutch.
It's about you.
Yeah, it's about you.
And Figgy.
Listener. What's the most clutch moment of your life, sports or otherwise? 713-572-4610.
I got one of each. Don't be bashful either. We all are proud of that one moment, your moment of glory, your back in the day moment, your sports most clutch moment you've ever had. Because that dude, that was everything on the line right there with Mitch Jeter, man. That was big. And side note, if I don't have a stake in the game, I'm always cheering for the kicker. I hate when they miss those. And it's like awful. It's just like,
well,
so
like college
awful.
Kickers any or kicker, just any kicker?
Any kicker. Okay. Unless I'm, like on the other side and want them to miss it or something. But anyway, so I want you to start thinking about this in Figgy 2. Your most clutch sports moment and your most non-sports clutch moment. Sports for me was, I saved a touchdown in the final minute.
Okay.
With a forced fumble and fumble recovery.
Okay.
For the district championship.
Look at Al Bundy over here,
man. How about Al Bundy?
Man.
All right.
How about Al Bundy? Now, that's not the one that we talked about that they scored on us later.
Oh, yeah.
But
when you didn't get that stop.
When I did not get that stop. So, not too many pats on the back by myself here, but at least that one I did. Non-sports. Some of our listeners may remember this. Sean Pendergast, if he's listening, Seth Payne, if he's listening, probably will remember this. So we had a roast of John McClain back in the day. And Rich Lord somehow didn't make it to the improv. It was at the Houston Improv, big event. All kinds of stars were there. You know, Kubiak was there. Arian Foster was there, who, by the way, he killed it that night. A lot of, roasters, so to speak. Rich Lord didn't make it.
And did you guys hear?
And our program director came up to me and said, hey, Rich can't do it. Can you roast John? While I'm in the seats. And I was coming up like in two or three speakers.
Damn.
So I just pulled out a little note. Actually, I went to the back of the room and I pulled out a little notepad and just started scribbling like just one-liners and stuff about people in the room.
Uh-huh.
And McClain and all that. And then they set me up there and I... freaking crushed it.
I wonder if some of that
crushed it
is you just didn't have a time to you didn't have yes. very much time to worry if it was good or if it was, or you were just like, look, man, this is what we got to get off.
I was just getting off for about 8 or 10 minutes and
8 or 10. You did 10?
Yes.
That is
yes.
I thought you were like, hey man, this is a solid 5 right quick, and we got 10,
dude.
Because that time
me get up in the improv then.
Yeah.
Man.
Everything funny I could think about. And I actually, because you talk about the crowd first, I actually roasted Arian Foster in Spanish, like a little segment in Spanish. And he was dying laughing because, I said yesterday, he's Hispanic. And that, I think that's how I got into it. Hey, y'all don't know this, but, and then I, whatever. But I felt like I just absolutely, and most people there really enjoyed it, but I felt like I cried. That was my most clutch non-sports moment. How about you?
That's very clutch. I'm having a hard time because I feel like like my big sports moments were not actually like clutch because ultimately, like the one that I thought of was when I was playing select soccer. I played goalie when I was playing soccer, and there was just like a crazy shot that came in. And the reason why I remember this, I saved it, but it was because, you know, not every field is maintained to the highest quality. Okay. And on my touchline there was just a whole bunch of rocks and stuff. So yeah. I make the dive, but then my whole thigh is tore up.
I bet.
And then for the rest of the game, I'm playing with a tore up thigh. And then goals are scored because I'm just not moving as well. So that I don't feel like that don't count as clutch. Like, it was an incredible goal that I made, like diving save, but that didn't feel like clutch.
Yeah, but you did make the one.
Right. I mean, it was an incredible save to make. But I feel like I don't stand comparison to some of the people that are texting in. Like Ronald on YouTube said, got his wife to say yes, definitely an underdog there.
All right,
understand, okay, and appreciate that. But from the 832, first game of the freshman year, 12 solo tackles from the free safety position, capped off with a blocked field goal that prevented a tie.
Damn, right, okay.
That is that. See, like I'm not beating that clutch wise. Yeah. I'm just absolutely not. Some other ones that came in. Someone said they caught a bullet with their bare hands. Real or lie?
All right, John Wick.
Get out of here.
Like, there's.
Hey, salute to John Wick from the 713.
I'm gonna need you to give me a lot more details on that.
Yeah.
Before Figgy? I fully understand.
Yeah. So my clutch sports. I ain't got a lot because I ain't really play as much, but I did play Muni League football, and my clutch moment, the highlight of my career. Was during practice, we was doing those drills where we lay on our back and they blow the whistle. We got to get up and tackle.
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma drill?
Yeah. So I did that. Mind you, I'm like the third one to do this. And the first two wasn't really good. It was like soft. Like, you could tell the kids ain't want to tackle.
Yeah.
So I get up there. I grabbed this guy, had him up in the air, drove him down, and everybody like, oblique!
Pounding your chest.
Yeah. They were like, oblique! And then the coaches had me do it again. I had to do it the next three times. So that was my practice highlight right there, because I ain't really played much. But my life clutch moment, it was actually around here. I kind of felt like a boss around here because... So this was last season. I was doing the HEB tailgate stuff, and one of the salespeople went with me, and she had a good time and all that stuff. And I want to say, like, 2 weeks later, she called me freaking out, like, "Hey, I got this client that they got it's an HEB deal going on with this whatever it was."
Yeah.
And she was like, "I need to get in touch with somebody from HEB. I don't know what I'm going to do, man." And then I'm like, "Hold on, I got you." I called somebody over there, straightened it all out.
All right.
And, there you go.
And that person called me. "Oh, my God, you just saved my ass.
I solved problems.
I got a
figgy fig. I solved problems."
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah. He's like, "I owe you one." I never got that favorite back, by the way.
Hey, it's still out
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's still out
there. Well, she's not here no more, so it's over.
Dial it up.
But yeah,
somehow, some way, you get
I felt
back.
Like a boss right there. I'm like, yeah, let me make a couple calls.
I know someone.
Oh, wow. Shout out to the 281 who, again, y'all got the better answers than any of us. They said they had 39 points in a high school game against their rival. I noticed you didn't say that you won. They also said that they gave a kidney to their brother. So, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
Yeah, those,
how about 713? Ran into a building to save three kids.
Real or no?
I believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. I believe that.
Yeah.
Somebody said 17 strikeouts to send the team to a state championship in high school. Oh, I know. You was a bad man.
Greg
Maddox.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, that is.
Thank you for listening to the show.
73-mile-an-hour curveball.
Under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we were down 6-2 against North Shore, and it just happened to be raining with a perfect setting, and I ran the kickoff all the way back for the game-winning touchdown.
All right. We got some athletes out there.
Yeah,
we got some athletes.
This is the perfect opportunity to just go ahead and get, you know.
Get your Uncle Rico on.
Yeah, relive. Back in my day, when I was playing sports, from the 713, clutch sports moment, preventing a home run with the catch over center field wall. That's one, like.
That was Ocho.
Yeah. That was one reason why I wish I'd played baseball, like, as a kid. Just like, I want to have, like, those kind of moments. I really regret not being able to play baseball as a kid.
Yeah.
Cause like that I feel like there was a lot of meat left on the bone not doing those.
It was one moment I had in high school. This was during gym time, and they had some type of athlete thing where I guess you do all these different things throughout the gym.
Like an obstacle kind of thing?
Yeah. And my gym teacher had me doing the shoulders something where you just kind of go up and down, up and down.
Oh, gotcha.
Like on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Well, on your hands in the push-up position.
Yeah.
And apparently I like shattered all type of records.
There we go.
And he was like, yeah, I want you to enter the contest because we competing against other schools. And I was just too cool for school. I was just like, man, I ain't got time. I tried to be out on the block somewhere with the homies, man. Like, this, I ain't trying to do this corny stuff.
Oh, man.
I wish I could. I was so stupid back then. I wouldn't even be here
you'd be on Gladiators.
That's right. Yeah, I'd be on World's Strongest Man.
That's right.
Somebody said, oh, wow. See, I wonder how this one feels, and wonder if the Texans are going to try and be in the same space. Said, me and the boys beating Katie Seco Ranch to win our first playoff game. Even our own fans and dance team didn't believe in us.
Oh, man.
All right, Texans.
Okay.
All right, Houston Texans.
We got four touchdowns in one game. We've got running the Houston Half Marathon. We've got scoring a winning goal in playoff hockey to send them to the finals. A lot of clutch.
Look at our listeners.
A lot of clutch listeners.
Look at our listeners.
Right here on Sports Radio.
Could have made it to the league, man.
Yeah, man.
And it just
throw the ball a quarter mile.
You know what stopped it? Politics.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just could have been soaking in the hot tub with my soulmate.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. So coming up next, let's go around the NFL where we officially have a game moved for Wild Card Weekend, and there's been some announcements on who will be playing the London games next year. We'll talk about that more next.